a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Video transportation will come to order, please. Want to greet everybody that's listening to us on the internet on this nice warm morning, and welcome everybody to the committee room. Remind everybody that the same rules apply here, not for those of you in the audience, but up here, that you have to buy jerky and Diet Coke for everybody in the house if your phone goes off during the committee. So that's, I think, unless you're related to or have a big in with Jack Links, that could get pretty expensive. So we'll see what happens. Other than that, I think we're all set. I haven't forgotten you, Ms. Mortensen. I'll be a little bit later down the line. I know you want to get out of here. She doesn't like this committee very well, so we'll let her get out here in a second. But Secretary, please call the roll.
Representatives Feikert?
Here.
Ring?
Here.
Shrimp?
Here.
Russell? Steele?
Here.
Kaiser?
Here.
Qualm?
Here.
Rasmussen?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Schoenfisch?
Here.
Duvall?
Here.
Hickey?
Here.
And Versio?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Now we'll have the approval of minutes from the last meeting. Thank Representative you. Duvall and seconded by Representative Steele. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right. We agree on one thing today anyway. I'd like to remind all testifiers to please sign in and please have your appropriate badges on. And if you have any handouts, please get them to our Page, who I will have step up to the microphone and introduce himself now, please.
Hi there. My name is Riley Larson, and I'm from Watertown.
Welcome, Riley. We'll keep you real busy, we hope. Okay, we have a visitor who wants to make an announcement, so if Ms. Mortensen would like to step up to the microphone and invite us to a wild party, I think, or something like that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Deb Mortensen. I am the registered lobbyist for the Associated General Contractors Highway Heavy Utilities Chapter, and I am also a member of the board of the South Dakota Highway Users Conference. Contrary to rumors that have been floating around, this is my favorite committee, and I will darken your doorway periodically. One of our great pleasures every session is to invite both the House and the Senate Transportation Committees to a luncheon hosted by the South Dakota Highway Users. That luncheon is this Thursday. It's at noon, just about a block and a half from here. In your post office boxes, you will each have an invitation so you know all the details, and we welcome you to attend, and we look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Leader.
Yes, Representative Steele.
I heard she says that to all committees.
Well, after so many years of working with her, I like to tease. The reason I like to tease her is she likes to tease back, and that makes everything a little more fun up here. Okay, before we get into the four bills we're going to work on today, I just want to remind everyone that please, if you have any questions to keep the decorum going and moving along quickly, please have that come through the chair, whether it's myself or Representative Hickey. Who will be taking over one of these meetings here shortly, so he gets some, builds some expertise in case I fall out of my chair or something. Dead, I mean, not for any other reason, but. Okay. Now we'll take up the four bills we're working on today. The first bill will be House Bill 1040 that authorizes the Department of Revenue provide lists of licensed boat dealers. The Committee on Transportation is presenting this at the request of the Department of Revenue, and at this time we will take proponents for House Bill 1040.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deb Helmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. And you can see this is very innocuous bill. It adds 327B, which is our boat dealers, to us to being able to provide lists. Under current law, permits us as a department to provide lists of fuel tax licensees, list of motor vehicle dealers, snowmobile dealers, manufactured home dealers. Generally, the department, because we are the Department of Revenue, cannot provide any list of licensees, but there is an exception for the licensees that I indicated. Inadvertently, for some reason, our boat dealers got left off of that exemption. And we do license about 81 boat dealers. And the benefit of having the list and providing the list is a lot of times when people go to auctions, the auction agency verifies that the dealer's license, they can have the list and they can verify it off of that list. So it does provide benefit. It also provides benefit to the consumer. If they want to know if somebody is a licensed dealer in the state of South Dakota, they can get the information. So we think it's a win-win, and it's basically just clean-up legislation, and we would ask for your support of House Bill 1040. I'd be happy to answer any questions at the appropriate time.
Thank you, Ms. Helmer. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1040? Proponents. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1040? Any opponents? Going once, going twice. Any opponents? Gone. Okay, we can now move on then to any questions from the committee. Do we have any questions from any of the representatives? Seeing none, we'll go to committee discussion. Any comments from anyone? Discussion or action. We'll combine the two on this one, I guess. Representative Feichert.
Yes, I move to pass.
Second.
Representative Feichert moved do pass, and I think Representative Hickey beat out for the second. I think he started talking first. So the motion made is do pass. The secretary will call the roll, and those will vote aye who are for and nay who are against.
Representative Feichert.
Aye.
Ring.
Aye.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Russell, Steele,
aye.
Kaiser,
aye.
Qualm,
aye.
Rasmussen,
aye.
Stalzer,
aye.
Schoenfisch,
aye.
Duvall,
aye.
Hickey,
aye.
And Vercio,
aye.
We have 12 yeas.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Shrimp.
Move consent.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to allow consent on these first four bills today because we're going to assign them to freshman legislators so they get a little expertise on the floor. Thank you. Representative Stalzer, would you carry 1040 on the floor for us, please? Thank you. Okay, we'll move on then to House Bill 1041 that revises certain provisions regarding the purchase price of rebuilt motor vehicles and to create a motor... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I repeat that it passed 12-0? Did I repeat that it did pass 12? I don't think I did I? Okay, I'm sorry. So we'll pop back to that one, that the 1040 does pass on a vote of 12-0. Okay, next bill up is 1041. It's a bill to revise certain provisions regarding the purchase price of rebuilt motor vehicles and to create a motor vehicle excise tax exemption for sales tax paid on parts used in rebuilt motor vehicles and vehicles manufactured by individuals. Brought to the Committee on Transportation at the request of the Department of Revenue, and I believe Ms. Helmer will once again present.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. You're probably going to get sick of me before the morning's over, but... since these are all for the department bills, cleanup information or cleanup legislation. This bill revises certain provisions regarding the purchase price of rebuilt motor vehicles and creates an exemption from the motor vehicle excise tax for sales tax that's been paid on parts used in the process of rebuilding the vehicle and on any vehicle that is manufactured by an individual. Now, I will say we don't have a lot of those, but we do once in a while. Somebody may buy a kit car and then rebuild it. Rebuilt motor vehicles are vehicles that are made from taking major, serial-numbered component parts from several different vehicles, perhaps a cab from one vehicle and a motor and frame from another vehicle, that are used to rebuild the vehicle that an individual then needs to get titled with a new vehicle identification number. So what we do is when we have a vehicle that is made up of multiple parts that have serial numbers on them, then we bring those all together and we get the documentation, and then we give what we call an assigned serial number to it. So it's a new identification of that vehicle. This bill merely clarifies that the department will not assess excise tax on any parts used to complete the vehicle if the sales tax has already been paid on the part, provided the application for title on the vehicle is made within 5 years. From the date of purchase of the part. If the application is made after that five-year purchase date of the part is subject to the motor vehicle excise tax. So it's really just to provide us, and we've always done it this way. If you remember last year, there was a bill in, and it was on aircraft parts, and there was some controversy over that because our department did grant credit for sales tax paid, and in sales tax and with the registration through the Aeronautics Commission, they did not. So basically what we did is we went in and cleaned up our law to specifically exempt those parts that had already had sales tax paid on them, even though we were already currently doing it. So with that, I would ask for your support of House Bill 1041. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1041? Any other proponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1041? Opponents? Once, twice, three times for opponents. Okay, hearing none. We will move to questions from the committee. Any questions from the representatives? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass.
Representative Duvall moves do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second is by Representative Qualm. The motion is do pass on House Bill 1041. The Secretary will call the vote. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, no.
Representative Feikert?
Aye.
Ring?
Shrimp?
Aye. Russell?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Kaiser?
Aye.
Qualm?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Schoenfisch?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Hickey?
Aye.
And Vercio?
Aye.
13 yeas.
She even has it written phonetically and is still saying Schoenfisch instead of Schoenfisch. That's all. We'll get it. We'll get it eventually here. Okay. House Bill 1041 has passed with a vote of 13-0. And again, we will not put this on consent. Representative Qualm, would you carry this on the floor for us, please? Thank you so much. Okay. The next bill we'll consider is House Bill 1042. This bill authorizes manufacturing home dealers to submit license fees directly to the Department of Revenue and provide an electronic renewal notice to certain dealers, brought by the Committee of Transportation at the request of the Department of Revenue. And once again, I believe Ms. Homer will be the lead proponent.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Deb Homer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. In my presentation to the Transportation Committee the other day, you could tell that we're moving to the electronic renewal process. And this is just one of the items that we found in our red tape review where it was requiring our dealers to actually go to the county treasurer to do this. And so we wanted to streamline the process for our dealers and allow them to actually renew online and pay their license fees online. Although we don't have the pay part quite done yet, for doing it online electronically, we are moving in that direction for all of our dealers, and this is just one that we missed apparently when we did some cleanup in prior years. So basically what it does is just allows our manufactured home dealers to electronically renew online and pay online. And so we would ask for your support of House Bill 1042.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents? Yes, we have another proponent. Thank you.
Thank you and good morning. My name is Margot Northrup and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Manufactured Housing Association, and we rise in support of this bill. We thank the department. We do think this will streamline the process. Most of our dealers are on the electronic dealer system already, and so this will make it easier business for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1042? Proponents. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1042? Any opponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1042? Okay, seeing none, then we'll move on to committee questions. Any questions by any of the representatives on the committee? It's a real talkative bunch today. Seeing no questions, we'll move to committee discussion and or action. Representative Russell.
I move to pass.
Representative Russell moved to pass, seconded by Representative Rasmussen. Secretary will call the roll, and those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, same sign.
Representatives Feichert?
Aye.
Ring?
Aye.
Shrimp?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Kaiser?
Aye.
Qualm?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Hickey?
Aye.
And Verschio?
Aye.
13-0.
Thank you. The vote is 13-0. House 1042 will pass on to the House floor then as a 13-0 vote. And again, I'd like to ask Representative Rasmussen if she would carry this on the floor for us. Thank you so much. Okay. Boy, we're virtually flying through these. I almost got wings like angels here. We'll go to House Bill 1043, and I believe the lead proponent, we haven't seen this person testify before, but Ms. Helmer, she's gone. Oh, there she is. Will be our lead testifier. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deb Helmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. House Bill 1043 is an act to authorize the department to establish an electronic title system for motor vehicles and to revise certain provisions regarding electronic lien titling system. And I want to talk first a little bit about Section 1 of the bill, which really authorizes or gives the department permission to participate in an electronic title system. And if I could, I'd like to have the page hand out a document for me. As I indicated the other day in my presentation, South Dakota is, as chair of an electronic title working group, we are working on what we call a proof of concept. In the past, states have looked at trying to move to electronic title process. However, when they do, it is such a huge, humongous paper shuffle transaction. You've got the lending industry. You've got the dealers involved. You've got the consumers involved. You've got the DMVs involved. And so, and a lot of times you have insurance companies. And there's just a whole realm of people that are involved in the industry. And so it was everybody would just throw up their hands and say, you know, we're never going to get to that point. I had actually done a vision paper for what I thought perhaps we could do when you start looking at the vision of doing electronic titling and going from what we call birth to death. And a lot of you have heard me talk about the National Motor Vehicle Title Information System throughout the years. This is a system that is... it was mandated basically by the Department of Justice and our association, the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, is the operator of that database. And as states, we feed information into that database. So every time that a title is transferred and a brand is indicated or an odometer is indicated, that information is captured in this database. And if you want to ever take a look at the information that is out there, and pretty much all states do this. I think we have an 88% compliance factor right now. So we're not too far off from having a large majority. We have a few states that are currently not participating, but they're in the process of revamping their systems in order to provide this information to this national database. But I would encourage you to go out to a website called vehiclehistory.gov. And that basically is the website that would allow you, if you were going to buy a vehicle, you could actually go to this website and put in the VIN number, and it would bring you back some of that history information so that you could get some of the information on the vehicle in order to make a good informed decision. I especially encourage you to do that if vehicles are coming from the East Coast at this time because of Hurricane Sandy. You know, a lot of those vehicles are ending up in other areas of the United States, so I'd encourage you to look at that. Long and short of it is that we're really trying to look for a mechanism for how we can do business electronically. And if you think about how you do business today with stocks and bonds, you no longer get paper. So the concept really is to try to move to a paperless system. So in the proof of concept that we came up with, we're taking one little bite of that huge elephant. And that is the birth of the vehicle at the manufacturer level to the dealer to the first retail sale. So we're really looking at doing a proof of concept, and we're doing data definitions so that information that is exchanged is consistent and then can be exchanged from one jurisdiction to the other. So it really lays for us what we feel is our groundwork for truly developing down the road an electronic title system. Now, a lot of people think I'm really high tech. I am not. I still have an old-type cell phone. I don't have a smartphone or an iPhone or anything of that nature. But I truly believe, as an administrator, that we need to look for what is the future going to bring. And I can tell you from working with the younger generation, they do not care about paper, and they want to be able to transact business easily. And so what we're doing is really trying to lay that groundwork for the future electronic title process. So Section 1, and that's kind of a long explanation of Section 1, but it really gives you a background, I think, for where we're trying to go with this. And Section 1 really just gives us the permission from the legislature, because I didn't want to do this in a vacuum. I don't want it to be a surprise to anybody. We're working with our new car dealers. In fact, I'm meeting with the board of directors this afternoon to discuss this and where the vision is and what direction we're going. They've been very supportive of that. And so we're really looking for that very first step in how we move that direction. Will it happen in the next year? No. You may see part of the proof of concept, because the proof of concept will pretty much be done by June of 2014. You may see after that some legislation that we would ask you to put in place in order to move the electronic titling forward. But we really need to do that proof of concept to see what's the best business practices for the member jurisdictions, and then hopefully other jurisdictions will also adopt those same types of procedures. We have about 8 states that are going to participate in this pilot, so we're probably the smallest. And I have to brag a little bit, because we probably are the furthest along. If you look at the diagram that I gave to you, from the manufacturer to the dealer to the first retail sale, all of our dealers currently are online with us. The only ones that aren't are those that sell less than 15 vehicles a year. But everybody else is online with us, and when you go in and buy a vehicle from them, they submit that documentation, that information online. They actually hit our South Dakota Cars system and verify, based on your driver's license, that you are who you say you are. It pulls the information back, populates it, and then the dealer can go ahead and do the transaction, disclose the odometer. There's still paper attached to that at this time, which is the part that we want to try to eliminate, but we already have that in place. We also have in place, as I will talk a little bit about, our electronic lien title system. We have that in place. Those verifications back to the National Motor Vehicle Title Information and the MCO file, the MCO file is basically just the new information, and that is basically maintained by the National Insurance Crime Bureau. So currently today, manufacturers send that information to NICB, and then NICB has it in this MCO file, and we can actually go back and verify that the person who's selling that vehicle is really the owner. The other thing that we are working on right now is the consumer, notifying consumers. So like I said the other day, we're looking at expanding our SD cars so that you can do more business on that process. So that's the long of Section 1 of the bill. Section 2 of the bill basically just adds that when a paper lien release is done or a lien release is created, that the bill originally read that it should contain the certificate of title number and the date of the notation. Well, those are kind of outdated data elements, so we actually updated it to say the vehicle identification number or the certificate of title number and the owner's name, so that we can tie the two together and do a cross-reference. So that's all really Section 2 of the bill does, is just update that release of lien document. Section 3 of the bill is really our electronic lien titling system, and this was permissive language that the legislature authorized for us several years back. And in October of this year, we implemented it and already have issued over 27,000 titles, or created 27,000 electronic records. So that's 27,000 title documents that we did not have to produce at this time. And what we do is, if you have a lien on a title and you're doing a title transfer, then we create the electronic record. We do not produce any paper. The only time that you would get a piece of paper is if the lien is paid off or if you're moving out of state. So if you're going to move to another jurisdiction where you're required to submit that document in order to register and title in that state, then we would issue your paper document. Or if the lien is paid off and the lien is released, then we will issue a paper document to you. We do that nightly. We get an electronic notification from the lien holder. And then those are produced on a nightly basis. So anything that we can do to streamline the process, to be able to move commerce more quickly and provide electronic services, we are moving in that direction, I will tell you. And that is basically what House Bill 1043 does, and we would ask for your support and would be happy to answer any questions at the appropriate time.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Lindsay Ryder Rapp, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of Independent Auto Dealers, and we also rise in support of this legislation. We thank the department for, frankly, for the opportunity to work with them and finding a common sense solution, which we believe also will streamline the process. We always appreciate the opportunity that the department always comes to our meetings and discusses their legislation with us, and I can tell you that all of the members appreciate that and are certainly desirous of moving forward and streamlining the process as well. We understand that some other states have moved in this direction and have been successful, and we also think it's a good idea to take this in incremental steps and think that's a good step. So we rise in support as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other proponents? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1043? Opponents? Okay, seeing none, let's move to committee questions. Are there any questions from anybody in the committee? Representative Steele?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we've been leaving Ms. Elmer off way too easy. We gotta get her up here at least once. Got a question on how we're involving all these other states. This is all a new program. How comfortable do you feel with the security system that we have around this thing to keep a handle on it so the wrong people don't get involved in it?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Steele, that's an excellent question. Something I touched on in Senate Transportation but did not in this committee. We, too, are very concerned about security, and that is one of our top priorities, is to make a system, develop a system that is secure and safe. We're in the process of doing encryption on a lot of our data because we do capture driver's license and social security numbers a lot of times when people come in and create new DMV records with us. So we are encrypting all of that information. And we met with the Bureau of Information and Technology, and they, too, are looking at items and things that we can do to make sure that the system is secure. So can I sit here and tell you it will never happen? No. But I can tell you that we are doing diligence in trying to protect people's information and data. And we will not let a system be developed that is not safe and secure, because if people do not have faith in it, they will not use it. So.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No follow-up.
Representative Russell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, after having heard your presentations on each of these bills this morning, I just want to make sure that you understand that I appreciate the fact that the department is trying to be innovative and be proactive in working with the industries. And I think that it's important that you not only hear our concerns and our gripes that we normally have, because that's the only time we normally contact you, but I want to thank you for your work in this regard and making sure that South Dakota is moving forward. So thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Russell, I truly do appreciate that. I do, because we do pride ourselves in trying to move forward. So.
Okay, thank you. That actually was more discussion than an actual question, but do we have an actual question from anyone on the committee besides me? Okay, I do have one, and I don't know why I didn't quite understand what you said, but if I'm going to move to Minnesota, how do I initiate getting that hard copy once I go to apply for my license in Minnesota, or do I have to notify somebody here in the state before I leave?
Mr. Chairman, currently today, if you are going to move from South Dakota to Minnesota and you have a lien on your vehicle, you are supposed to notify your lender. A lot of people don't do that, but under this process, you would notify your lender that you're moving to Minnesota, and then they would request a title document electronically. So then they have knowledge that you're moving on.
Yeah, so. Thank you. That answers my question. Any other questions from anyone? Okay, thank you. Now we'll move to
committee discussion and or, well, committee discussion first. Okay, I guess that I also, after working with Ms. Helmer for the years that I have, want you to know this is typically how she operates. She's very, very professional and makes sure that everybody involved gets, knows what's going on. And I want to echo Representative Russell's appreciation. I think she does an outstanding job, and I certainly hope that her idle talk of retirement is going to be like at least – let's see, one, two, at least four more years down the road, so that when I'm termed out, I won't have to deal with a new person. And I appreciate you very much. Thank you. Okay. Is there, we move on to no more discussion? How about committee action? Representative Hickey moves to pass. Second by, I think, Representative Hook. Shrimp, and we'll go with Representative Feichert this time. How's that? Okay, the Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor of House Bill 1043, vote aye. Those opposed, same sign.
Feichert?
Aye.
Ring?
Aye.
Shrimp?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Kaiser?
Aye.
Quam?
Aye.
Rasmussen?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Schoenfisch?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Hickey? And Vershiel.
Aye.
We have 13 yeas.
We have 13 yeas, and I do want you to know that normally we would ask for a discussion on these motions, but these bills have been pretty straightforward, and so I assume someone would have interrupted if we needed more discussion than that, so I certainly appreciate that. Is there any other... any question anybody has on any of these bills? If not, I'd like to assign this one to Representative Schoenfisch. Would you take that for us on the floor? Thank you very much. Okay. I notice we do have a guest at the back of the room here. Would you like to stand up and introduce yourself, sir? Would you like to introduce our guest, Representative Russell?
Yes, thank you. Warren, would you stand up just briefly? Thank you. Warren is 8, and he is a student in Hot Springs Elementary School, and he's with me this week to learn more about the legislature and have a good time. So, thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Warren. I didn't mean to embarrass you, but is there anybody else who didn't get to testify today who's going to appear here? We have lots of new representatives, and since we have time, if you'd like to take just a few minutes to introduce yourself and say who you're lobbying for, if you are, or what agency you work for, you're certainly welcome to do that if you'd like. We have lots of new faces here. Boy, we got a lot of shy people today, don't we?
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Yes.
I would like to introduce Rosa Yeager. Rosa's the attorney for the Division of Motor Vehicles. She's been with the department just a little over a year, and she's kind of shadowing me today. She said she wanted to learn the ropes, and so I'm not sure I'm the best teacher, but she's following me around today. So thank you.
Good. Nice to meet you, and I want to assure you that although you're learning the ropes, we are not a lynch mob here, so you're okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Craig Mattson. I'm too far away. this is the second time this session that I've had the opportunity to do this, and the 21 previous years where I've been out here, I've never had that extended to me, so I'm a little bit taken aback. It even made my mouth a little dry. I don't know why. But in the last committee where I did it, I looked around, and it was on the Senate side, and I noticed that two of the people were sleeping by the time I was done. So I'll try not to do the same thing here. But my name is Craig Mattson. I am an employee and registered lobbyist for State Farm Insurance. I'm also the vice president of the South Dakota Insurance Alliance, and we have some lobbyists, Drew and Denny Duncan, that also appear. But if you have any questions regarding insurance, I'd sure like to try to answer them, and if I can't, I'll find somebody that will for you. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I just want to reassure Representatives Ring and Kaiser. Before this is over, I realize you're both new to, and you will, I'm sure we'll get some more agency bills, and you will get your chance to present them on the floor. Since we only had four this time, I can only do four, and I just kind of flipped a coin. The other, there are some people who are new to the committee, but they're very veteran legislators, Representative Shrimp and Feichert in particular, and Representative Russell. I believe the first year, first session, you were in transportation too, correct? Yeah. That's right. So I'll probably not pick on them very much, but you new people will get your shot at, and please don't be as nervous as some of the first four freshmen that are, I tried to help them out a little bit and tell them who to contact to get some talking points from, and they've been a little nervous. They've been in the bathroom with dry heaves, but it's not quite that bad, guys. You'll get through it fine, ladies and gentlemen. No problem at all. Well, with that, let me remind you, for those of you who are using paper, to leave your binders here. And if there's nothing else, I'll certainly entertain a motion. Representative Shrimp moves to adjourn. Is there a second? Sorry. Representative Steele, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.